Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. Maybe you've seen some headlines or blog titles this winter. Snowy owls invading the U.S. or scientists bewildered by mass migration of snowy owls from the Arctic. What's going on? The thought of bewildered scientists makes me uneasy. Should we be concerned or should we be delighted at the prospect of maybe seeing one of these ethereal birds? A dramatic increase of a single species outside its usual habitat is called an eruption. That's an eruption with an I, not an E. Snowy owl eruptions are commonly attributed to periodic spikes in the population of their favorite snack, the lemming. In a year with plentiful food resources, an owl can lay up to 10 or 11 eggs. Having lots of baby snowy owls in the nest forces the parents to hunt more. Then the lemming supply crashes, and by winter, you have a large, hungry population of owls, some of which must disperse far and wide to search for food. A rise and fall of lemming numbers probably did occur in 2011, causing a lot more snowy owls to move south. But is this year really as amazing as it seems? Consider, the number of people birding in 2001 grew over 200% above the number involved in birding in 1983. And the total has grown still more over the last decade. More bird counters equals more sightings. In fact, a single bird may be sighted and counted many times by these rapidly multiplying bird counters. Furthermore, the counters, and even people who don't count, are recording and storing all their personal bird sightings online. The most popular storage tank is a checklist program called eBird. Personal and group records in eBird are amassed together in a giant global database. eBird uses this database to create figures, summaries, and maps, which are available to anyone. It's eBird's map of snowy owls that is being cited in blogs and newspaper articles. The map clearly shows a remarkable number of snowies descending upon the lower 48, especially in the Great Plains region. But you can't help but question how much of the sensation is due to the spiraling rates of counting and reporting. Here in Utah, there are two recorded sightings of snowy owls this winter, one in the Bear Lake Valley and one on the causeway to Antelope Island. Not what I'd call an invasion, but these two sightings do represent the first ever records of snowy owls on eBird. But if you snoop around, you'll find that there have been sporadic sightings in Utah dating back to 1908. For pictures, sources, and links, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.